It may seem to you that what Confucius taught was obvious, but that was exactly his intention. He wanted to teach something that everyone would find easy to grasp, because it was so just and fair. Then living together would become much easier. I have already told you that he succeeded, and, thanks to his teaching, that enormous empire with all its provinces was saved from falling apart. But you mustn't think that in China there weren't other people more like the Buddha, for whom what mattered was not living together and bowing to one another, but the great mysteries of the world. A wise man of this sort lived in China at about the same time as Confucius. His name was Lao Tzu. He is said to have been an official who became tired of the way people lived at court. So he gave up his job and wandered off into the lonely mountains at the frontier of China to be a hermit. A simple border guard at a frontier pass asked him to set down his thoughts in writing before leaving the world of men. And this Lao Tzu did. But whether the border guard could make head or tail of them, I do not know, for they are very mysterious and hard to grasp.